It is 4:25. Joining me in the studio right now, my esteemed fishing correspondent, Big Fish Brooksy. And by the way, Brooksy, before we start, we need to say hi to Ma and Pa Sidoni up there listening in Sidoni country. Hello, Ma. Hello, Pa.
Hello.
Hello.
Have a great Friday evening.
There you go. All righty. Well, Brooksy, we've got a lot to report because now last week when you were in here, we were talking about how it was still cold. And Brooksy doesn't like to fish when it's cold, but it slowly started to warm up. And then you got in the water, and then I've seen like pictures. You've had some success. You've got a legal pad full of information to share with the people. So what do we need to know about inland fishing?
Well, the first thing it says here is happy birthday, Jesse Bruce.
Thank you very much, Brooksy. I appreciate it.
How old are we?
I am 49. 49.
Almost to that.
In the year of 49. Almost to 50. Yep.
Yeah, almost to 50.
Almost to 50. That's right. Good. Yes. That's but good. I'm very excited about it. I feel good. And so there you go. I'm 49. I'm 49.
And you got your sprinklers fixed.
I got my sprinklers fixed. Yeah. So I'm turning, things are turning around for me. I got family in town. Things are going well.
What was the question?
I asked about inland fishing. Yeah. I said, I saw pictures of you holding up fish.
Oy.
And I would assume you went out because it got warmer, because I know you don't like fishing when it's cold. So I wanted you to report on your fishing exploits and kind of give me a report from your intel people.
Yeah. So my fishing, I got my first master angler fish of the year. It was mm-hmm. a freshwater drum that
yeah.
was almost 27 inches long. So they have to be 25 inches.
Yes.
But yeah. And then caught a nice channel cat, wasn't quite a master angler, a couple nice bass, had some other stuff on, so just warming up, the water's warming up, fish are starting to chase.
Okay. Yep. Now let's review the master angler process. First of all, tell people what it is and how do you go about getting one, and can anybody go become a master angler?
Well, anybody can become a master angler if you have a fishing license.
Yes.
So you have to have that first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to catch a master angler fish.
Mm-hmm.
So my first master angler fish I caught, I think the program started in 1998. And in 1999, I caught a master angler lake trout that
mm-hmm.
was 36 inches long and almost 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first ever patch that I ever got. So back then, it's changed. Back then, you had to have a picture of your fish, and then you had to have a witness that signed your form, because you had to have a written form back then, that witnessed you measuring that fish that made the link.
Gotcha.
So when I used to get my first ones, because I fish by myself a lot, I'd be down on the pier, down on the boardwalk and stuff, and I'd have my form with me.
Yes.
And
just in case it happened.
Just in case it happened, and then people would be walking by, and I'd have to have the person witness my measuring the fish,
mm-hmm.
and then I would have them sign their name and sign it.
Yeah.
And so, but now it's done differently. It's all done on line,
yeah,
which I don't really like,
because mm-hmm.
sometimes I'm not very good at doing the online stuff.
Yes, yeah.
Like last year when I did my fish, the lady wrote me a letter and said, well, your pictures didn't come through, so I can't give you your master anglers. And I go, well, I'll send them to you.
Yeah.
And I sent them to her and we got them.
Yeah, okay.
So, but yep, so you got to catch the fish. It's got to meet the criteria. You now have to put the tape measure alongside it, either behind it or in front of it.
Do not put it on top of the fish.
Won't get your patch. You'll have to go through all that stuff. You have to tell them what time of day, what body of water.
Lure? You have to give up the lure?
You do give up the lure.
Mm.
You give up the lure, what it was caught on. They ask if you were fly fishing or spin cast fishing or trolling.
Mm.
So they get all that information. And that's what it's for, really, because it tells other anglers, if you go on there, you can see the bodies of water where master angler fish are caught every year.
Yeah.
So if you go on the website and look, you can go back, like I said, I think it's 1999 when it started, and mm-hmm. I think I got a patch from every year since
mm-hmm.
then.
Okay.
It's good information.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that some people won't give up.
No.
But if you get a master angler fish, you're giving it up to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So everybody's going to know if my 26 and a half inch freshwater drum makes it through all that criteria, mm-hmm. they're going to know I caught it in the Grand River in Grand Haven and I'm what I use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And what day?
There you go.
Because that's all good information, the time of day and what time of year.
Yeah.
Because that tells you when those fish are biting.
Yeah. Because all this information, I would assume at some point gets reported to the DNR so we can monitor fish and so we know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what it's all for, really, because they track all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Because fish population is very important.
Oh, yes. Well, like when Sasha got her, she got a Master Angler King salmon that was 41 inches long. And I think it was 2015 is when it was. And that's when the king salmon had the bacterial disease.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't very many king salmon.
Yeah.
And so, like, last year, I think if you look, there was probably 60 Master Angler king salmon. And when Sasha caught hers, there was only, like, 15. And hers was the fourth biggest salmon in the state of Michigan, and she got a wall plaque.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
For an 8-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah. Being recognized for your fishing ability.
Yeah, she was in Woods and Waters News.
Oh, there you go.
So,
the beacon of fishing journalism, Woods and Waters News,
yeah,
yes.
And I told her, you know, you meet all the Bryans out there that aren't letting their clients turn in their Master Angler fish, especially because they didn't catch one that year.
Okay. All right. So we've reviewed the Master Angler process, so now everybody's up to bat. All right, now let's rip into it. What have you heard from the correspondents?
Well, you know, River Rat Matt and Bustin' Brandon Bass, they haven't been making the top three. So, but last Wednesday, 13.65 is what won the Wednesday night's bass selling in the Grand River out there.
Mm-hmm.
Bustin said that he caught all smallmouths.
Oh.
Yeah. So five largemouths won it. And I go, well, or you're catching the smallmouths in the river. And then he was very kind of upset like I am and Johnny is because he told me, Brooksy, they went out there and they sprayed.
Yeah.
They sprayed the bayous.
Don't get Johnny started on how they treat the bayous.
No.
You don't want to get him started.
Even Brandon, because he's gone, it all turned green and yucky, and he just don't understand like me.
Yeah.
Why I do that.
Yeah.
To park your boat at the dock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it affects the fishing.
It affects.
And the swimming, too, and the playing in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because when I was a kid, I remember they'd spray the bayou, and you couldn't go out and swim in that stuff. You had to wait for it to pass.
Yucky.
Yep, yucky. Don't do that. Don't do that.
He was drop-shotting a worm, Brandon. I didn't get what the other thing. 5-pound bass was the big bass for the day.
On a worm?
On a worm.
Oh.
Drop-shotting a fake worm.
Oh, fake worm. Not a real worm. Not a wiggler. Yeah.
No, wiggler isn't a worm.
Wiggler isn't a worm?
No.
Oh.
Wiggler is like a little creepy crawly thing.
Oh.
Yeah, almost like
those. So a wiggler is a real worm?
A wiggler is like, you know, those centipede things that had a bunch of things.
That's a wiggler.
No, I'm not sure. It's a centipede, but a wiggler is what you find underneath a rock
or
a river.
Oh, that's a wiggler.
A wiggler turns into a mayfly. It's the larvae of a mayfly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I got you. So, well, because I see these signs on the road, you know, you go stop in, you know, get your gas, whatnot, pick up your wigglers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Wallace Perch would probably use a wiggler for perch fishing.
There you go.
If you can find them.
Okay, carry
on. Not just the wiggler, Wallace Perch.
Yes. There you go. All right, who else have we talked to?
Well, I talked to a Mosquito Creek Jerry. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He says, seeing more people.
There you go.
The river's in good shape. Okay. Kayakers are coming by on the Muskegon River, but people aren't really catching fish, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, do they know what they're doing? He goes, probably not.
No.
So a couple kids that are by his cottage there on the river, they were catching some smallmouth, but nothing special.
Okay.
A couple years ago, people were catching sturgeon there. Mm-hmm. I asked him, and he's, No sturgeon, Brooksy.
Okay. Yeah. Aren't sturgeon those big ones that you can only catch like once a year or something like that?
I can catch them anytime.
No, I'm thinking, what am I thinking of? Those big, I had this conversation with Brian a couple of weeks ago. The big, huge fish that you could only fish for like a half hour a year.
That is a sturgeon, but that's when they're spearing them.
Oh.
Up in Burt and Black Lake.
Yeah.
They only fish for them for a half hour because there's only five of them. They know each year is a different amount of fish they can take.
Yeah.
So it only takes a half hour to spear the five. Everybody's got to have, they get drawn for their license.
Yeah.
So everybody's in a shanty has a radio because if you spear a fish, you got to call in and tell them right away that you speared it because they can only take five.
Gotcha.
So as soon as the fifth one, boom.
See, it's over.
It's over.
Yep.
Done.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
So, all right. But yeah, all that's right. how that all goes.
All right. What else you got?
So Little Fish Polly, he showed me, he wouldn't give up the info. I asked him, I know it wasn't Lake Erie because he's not there anymore. And he, all he did was show me a picture of walleyes that were in a cooler and he put laughing out loud at the bottom.
I see.
He wouldn't give up the spot, but I know it was
it's in the area.
It was in Muskegon Lake. I'm almost positively sure.
Willing to put money on it.
I'm willing, willing. And, the alewives are starting to move in there. I think they're starting. I saw some in here too. They're not a lot, but this is the time of the year the alewives come in and go up the river to spawn and stuff.
The bait fish. Yes, bait fish.
Yeah. And when they first come in, the walleye fishing's really good because the walleyes are snapping hard, eating the ones that are first coming in. But then they get full.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to catch them while all the walleyes are in. I mean, when all the alewives are in there because they can eat whatever they want, you know, over and over and over.
Okay.
So it's tough to catch them once they're in there.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yes, yes. All right. And then bluegills were still up on the bed because, what, 2 days ago we still had a full moon? And Brandon told me, he goes, yeah, a lot of bluegills came back up but just spawn on the beds. So you can still go out there and catch them bluegills on the beds.
Okay. Yep. All right. All right.
Yep.
All right. And anything else here?
I think the high schoolers were supposed to fish in Lake Makatawa, but I think they sprayed it. And, so they moved them here.
It's out. It's
no,
out.
They moved them. I think they're leaving on Harbor Island tomorrow.
Oh.
I think. That's what I read.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, and then what else I got there, Jess?
Well, I've just, you get a lot of notes there, Brooksy. It's even on the backside. Holy cow.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So, but yep, all you got to do is get out there and go fishing.
Fish every
Check
day.
Check it out.
Got to fish every day.
Yep, yep.
Fish every day. It's just like practice, you know, because if you don't fish every day, you get out of practice.
Maybe. Maybe.
There you go. All righty. Well, do you have any words of wisdom to leave the audience with here, Brooksy?
Yes. The answer to any problem is go fishing. The bigger the problem, the longer you go fishing.
That does make a lot of sense.
Okay. Then you go FAD.
Then you go fish every day. That's right. All right. That is our good friend, the one, the only Big Fish Brooksy with your Inland Fishing Report. He joins us every Friday about this time right here on 92.1 WGHN with a little boating and fishing information. We have him hop on right after our good friend, Captain Brian Brooksy.